Good morning. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So a strange title, don't you think? Missing, Myth, Missed. Let's look at the missing. One of the things, and it's not necessarily a fun thing to do because it reveals a lot about ourselves, but it's an important thing to do, is what we call a money autobiography. Anybody ever do one of those before? A money autobiography? I did one. And what it does is it helps you look at how your relationship with money is. And it does a lot to reveal about our relationship with money. So I did an autobiography, a money autobiography, to see how I felt about money. And here's what I discovered. Money for me equaled security. That's what it meant. It equaled security. And there's deep-seated reasons why that was the case. It's the case because of when my parents were married, I loved them dearly, separately. When they were together, it was not a good scene in my house. And so what I discovered, and I would say to my mother, Mom, why are you staying in this relationship? And they had tried everything. And she said to me, because I can't afford not to. She said, I cannot go out on my own. She was staying in the relationship because of the money. And I really didn't realize just how deep that ran in me until, not that I'm saying I'm staying in a relationship because of money. That's not what I mean. So, Carl, yes, I see you back there. That's not what I meant. What I meant is I didn't realize how in my teens and 20s that so affected me. You see, everything now became about making sure that I was financially secure. And all my decisions became based on that. And I didn't even realize that that's what I was doing. You see, I wanted to make sure that I never got into a position where I couldn't take care of myself. Never, ever wanted to be in that position. So Carl and I start dating, and I mean, I will say that I had success in my previous career, not as successful as many, but I have nothing to complain about. And before, actually, Carl and I started dating, I felt that there was something missing. You know, here I was financially secure. I could do whatever it is. I could give to charities. I could do whatever it is that I wanted. But something huge was missing. And so then Carl and I met. And I said, oh, my gosh, this is great. This is what has been missing. Now, I love Carl dearly, but I discovered that I was still missing something even though I was in this relationship. And what I discovered that I was missing was that I was missing my relationship with God. That's what I was missing. I had everything else, but the most important thing that I needed, I realized that I didn't have. I'm curious if that's what's going on with the rich man today. You know, he comes to Jesus and he asks the question, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? And what does Jesus say? Well, you know the commandments, and he starts listing out the commandments. But did you notice the one that he left off? It's the one about our loving God. Interesting one. But you see, something was missing in this man's life. And I believe it was his relationship with God. When I had left the corporate world, I went to talk to my boss's boss, right? So on, they'll call you in and they're going to try and make you stay. Has anybody been in that position before? Well, you resign, what do? Right? They call in the big guns. So I go to the big guns office. And he had an office on the top floor. There were three huge buildings, top floor, overlooked everything, had the whole waiting area, the mahogany furniture, the admin, you know, all that stuff. And I walk into his office and I sit down. And I'm expecting that I'm going to get the talk. And it's 10 years ago this coming January that this happened. And instead, he looks at me and he said, because everyone knew why I was leaving. I was leaving to pursue full-time ministry. And so he looked at me and he said, I don't know how you're doing it. He said, Marian, did you know that I go to church? I go to church every single Sunday. And I love church. But I don't know how you're doing it. Because he looked around and he said, I have to be really honest with you. I would miss all of this. He said, it's not the money piece of it. It's everything that comes with it. Look at this office. And it was a big office. Look at this view. It was a beautiful view. The stature that I have. You know, I can walk out of this office right now and four people will come running to see what it is that I need. I can go anywhere in the community and people know who I am. I don't even have to say it anymore, what my title is. He said, I hold a high status in the community. When I go to parties, people recognize me. If I go to the party, that's like that I just made their party. And he said to me, I would miss that. Now, I was nowhere near that level. So for me, it was like, okay, you're going to miss that. But I really didn't fully understand what it was that he was saying. What he was saying was, I feel like I want to do that, but I can't do it. And that's exactly what this man today in our gospel is saying. He's grieving because he can't do it. He's saying, I would miss all of that. It's about the wealth. It's about the prestige. Remember, this is a society back in the first century where everything was about your position and your status. And he's saying, he didn't say it. He said it through his feet by walking away, saying, I can't do it. I would miss all of that. And you know, when Jesus says, sell everything and give it to the poor, Jesus is saying it on behalf of the poor, but there's another reason I believe Jesus is saying that. It's so that you can't get it back. If you give it, sell it all and give it to your children, well, if this gig with Jesus doesn't work out, I can always do what? Get it back. But that's not what Jesus is saying, is it? It's give it to those who need it. There's no safety net going on here. He's saying so much in those words. And this rich man is saying, I can't do that. I would miss all of that. And he walks away. I realized at that time that if I hadn't done what I did, I probably would have missed something that was more important. Something that I hadn't felt in years. I would have missed authentic and genuine community. And you see, that's what this man is missing. That's what he missed. He missed the fact that he can be in a relationship that's not wrapped around his status, that's not wrapped around, you know, I'm curious as to why this person is being so nice to me. Has anybody ever been in that position before? What is it that they're trying to gain? What are the ulterior motives? What is it that I have that they want? But you see, when you step out of that and you come into this authentic world of Christ, we recognize that we're here solely for each other. Because we've already gained what's missing in our life. We have gained freedom. We have gained the knowledge that God came incarnate as Jesus Christ and set each and every single one of us free, something that we cannot do on our own, something that no matter how hard we try, it's just not possible. Is it? It isn't. If we were really honest and we were this man, how many of us could actually say that they would sell every single thing that they had and give it to the poor? If I'm really honest, I would say, I don't think I could do that. We are to give, without a doubt. But there's someone who gave even greater to be in relationship with us. You see, that rich man is really Jesus Christ, if you think about it. Jesus Christ, who had all the status and the power and everything, God, left all of that and came down to be with us. Left all of that so that we, who are poor in spirit, who are not reconciled with God, could be reconciled with God. How amazing is that when we think about that? What God gave up, the status, the power to walk with us. And you know something? To become even lower than us. Let's not forget that Jesus became a curse, or what's called a blasphemer. And he was punished for that. He was mocked. He was ridiculed. He was abandoned. Even his disciples left him. He became the lowest of low. All for us. Jesus is that man who has accomplished something that we are unable to accomplish. You see, with man, it is impossible. However, with God, all things are possible. And so we are now free to live into this new freedom. We are free to love each other unconditionally. And yeah, you know something else? We're free to make mistakes, to fall down. But we're free to come before God and boldly ask for forgiveness, because that's what we're given. We are given, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, reconciliation. We are given wholeness again. We are given back who we are, beautiful children of God, each and every one of us, at all times. Is there something missing? Do you miss anything? Have you missed it? No, you haven't missed it. You're here. You are God's beloved child. And you will never be missing again. Amen.